Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 64, let me not forget my function. The Course is reminding us that our function is to be the light of the world. And as we walk in that light and claim it and own it and express it, you could then imagine that there is no darkness in the presence of that light. You see, the closer you draw to and understand and accept the light that dwells within you, there can be no darkness. If you were to draw closer to the center of the sun, there would come a time where there would be no shadows and no darkness. As we recognize and claim the light that is within us, that God has placed there, that has never been altered, extinguished, or diminished by anything, not our poor judgments, not our flaws, not our failures, not our decisions against ourselves. This light has never gone out. It has never gone dim. As we reclaim that light that is within us and we express it into the world, we become a reminder of what is true. And in the presence of the reminder of what is true, that which is false simply ceases to be. You see, in the presence of light, there is no darkness. And the Course teaches us that everything that we're thinking about right now, positive or negative, is a block to the light that is within us. Our thoughts are intended to block our true identity. And that is why it asks us to turn over all decision-making to the higher, wiser part of our consciousness to help us with that. Because we are likely to use what we see and what we think about to further delay our claim of our true identity. What I have found is in practicing these principles is that my own outward world, my own life experience, has gone from being very sad and painful and dark to being very light and happy and sweet. And this is because as we turn inward and reclaim the light that is within us, now that light within us has its effects, and the effects are what you now see with your eyes. Today, God, please help us to stand in the light and the truth of who we are. Help us to not use our thoughts, whether positive or negative, to further delay the great happiness that is your will for us. We understand that we walk in this world of illusions and we are called upon to make decisions and to take action at times. But today we remember we walk with you and we walk in safety and love and peace. We trust you with our happiness. We are willing to know that your plan is for our happiness and that today we can walk with a calm and happy heart because all is well. And you hold our future as well as our present and our past. We have nothing to fear. Let us not forget our function as the light of the world.